In the book of Proverbs, we see Solomon dealing so much with one topic. In fact, it's a topic that we see throughout much of the Bible and in the entirety of Scripture. If there's one thing even our Lord taught while he was on this earth, it is humility. I want you to notice what Solomon has to say about humility in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, beginning in verse 18. He says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." I find it very interesting that these words come out of the mouth of Solomon, because after all, Solomon was one of the richest and wealthiest people ever to live on the face of this earth. But you know, Solomon understood something. He understood that pride was going to lead to his fall. He understood that a haughty spirit was going to lead to destruction. It's the same lesson again, as I said before, that our Lord taught while he was on this earth. Over in the book of John, chapter 13, Jesus shared a meal with his disciples, and he taught them many things that night, but he started with one of the greatest lessons. There in John, chapter 13, Jesus came into that upper room, and he girded himself with a towel, and he knelt down, and what did he do? He washed his disciples' feet. Here was the Son of God bending down and washing the feet of his disciples. Beginning in around verse 13, Jesus tells his disciples exactly why he had done this. He said there, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." My friend, Jesus here is showing his disciples that you need to be a servant. You need to have a serving attitude. You need to be humble. Solomon said that pride goes before a fall. Those who are not humble are those who eventually will come to destruction, whether it's in this life or the life to come. You see, we need to understand that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. He gives us everything that we have need of. In Matthew chapter 6, he points out that he knows all of our needs and he will meet them. So it's not Adam who has all of his possessions or who is so great and wonderful that I have provided all of these things for myself, but it's God who gives us what we have. It is God who continues to bless us over and over and over again with everything that we have. I don't want to be around a person who is so full and boastful and prideful in themselves any more than anybody else does. And God certainly does not want this. He does not want us to place all of our trust in ourselves, but he wants us to humble ourselves in his sight so that in that day he can lift us up as one who has placed our trust in him. One who has humbled themselves to the point of being obedient to him and knowing that all good things come from him. So may we all in our lives strive every day to show the humility that God wants us to show.